From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 16th, 2016. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at arrl.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. In this week's report, the Amateur Radio Parity Act passes in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Amateur Radio Direction Finding Team USA enjoys success in Bulgaria, and the Radio Club of America announces its 2016 award winners. Those stories and others, plus Bruce Page, KK5DO, with this week's satellite update, all coming up now.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Ellen White, W1YL, of Brandon, Florida, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, the bill is passed.
With those words, amateur radio history was made on September 12th when the U.S. House of Representatives approved the Amateur Radio Parity Act, H.R. 1301, on a voice vote under a suspension of the House rules. The focus of the campaign to enact the legislation into law now shifts to the U.S. Senate. The House victory culminated many years of effort on ARRL's part to gain legislation that would enable radio amateurs living in deed-restricted communities to erect antennas that support amateur radio communication. As the amended bill provides, community associations should fairly administer private land use regulations in the interest of their communities, while nevertheless permitting the installation and maintenance of effective outdoor amateur radio antennas. While some bills in the past years gained some traction on Capitol Hill, it was not until the overwhelming grassroots support from the amateur radio community for H.R. 1301, shepherded by ARRL, that a bill made it this far. This is a huge step in our effort to enact legislation that would allow radio amateurs who live in deed-restricted communities the ability to construct an effective outdoor antenna, ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, said. Thanks to everyone for their help in the effort this far. ARRL Hudson Division Director Mike Lysenko, N2YBB, who chairs the ARRL Board's Legislative Advocacy Committee, emphasized it is not a time to rest on our laurels. The focus now shifts to our efforts in the Senate. We are beginning a massive email campaign in which we need every member to write their two senators, he said. ARRL has created a letter-writing template which makes it easy to file letters to senators. Lysenko said getting these emails to members' senators is a critical part of the process. Please help us help you by participating in this effort, he said. More information on the Amateur Radio Parity Act is available on the ARRL website. Propagation guru Carl Lutzelschwab, K9LA, says that while conditions on 12 and 10 meters will pick up as they always do in the fall, F2 propagation on those bands will decline thereafter, with only sporadic E during the summer months as a possible saving grace. On the other hand, the lower bands, 160, 80, and 40 meters, should be good going forward, and 20 and 17 meters will be the mainstays of daylight HF propagation. Lutzelschwab offered these observations during an August 23rd Worldwide Radio Operators Foundation-sponsored webinar, Solar Topics, Where We're Headed. He said data suggest that solar cycle 24, the current solar cycle, will bottom out in 2020, and he advised that radio amateurs may need to lower their expectations on the higher bands looking beyond that. I think the only conclusion we can make with some confidence is that we're headed for some small cycles, he told his audience. He cited various evidence related to the sun's polar field, which appear to be decreasing in strength, A-index trends, and cosmic ray data to support his assertion. Lutzelschwab cautioned, however, that past performance does not necessarily predict future performance. Lutzelschwab's article, The New Sunspot Numbers, appearing in the October issue of QST, goes into more detail about solar cycle 25. 15 of the best on-foot hidden transmitter hunters in the U.S. are back home after picking up 7 medals in the 18th World Amateur Radio Direction Finding, or ARDF, championships and World Cup events in Bulgaria. More than 400 competitors representing 39 nations took to the courses near Varna, a popular resort on the Black Sea coast. Team USA team members included 9 men and 6 women from 8 states, ranging in age from 26 to 74. Vadim Afonkin, KB1RLI of Massachusetts, earned a bronze medal in the M40 class of the 80-meter classic event during the ARDF World Cup, an optional competition for individuals that preceded the championships. Ala Mezavaya of Illinois won silver in the World Cup 2-meter classic competition in the W35 class. In the September 1st World Cup sprint event, Team USA captain Ruth Brommer, WB4QZG of North Carolina, took bronze in the W60 category. The next day, she won a second bronze medal in the fox oaring event. On September 8th, during the World Championship events for national teams, Afonkin won an individual bronze medal on a 5.85-kilometer 2-meter classic course. Brommer and Carla Leach, KC7BLA, took home a team bronze medal that same day in the W60 category on a 4.25-kilometer 80-meter classic course. To learn more about amateur radio direction finding, visit the Homing In website of ARRL Amateur Radio Direction Finding Coordinator Joe Mole, K0OV. Online, via podcast, and on repeaters like the KY4K repeater serving Fayette County, Kentucky, you're listening to ARRL Audio News. Now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
The AMPSAT Annual Space Symposium for 2016 is drawing near. This year it will be November 10th through the 14th aboard the Carnival Liberty, sailing from Galveston. If you have not made your reservations for the cruise, you might want to take care of it soon. We will arrange for those holding a valid International Amateur Radio Permit, or IARP, to operate the satellites while at sea. Booking your Carnival cruise does not register you for the AMPSAT Symposium. There is a charge for each symposium attendee of $40. This fee applies to those who will attend the technical presentations only and includes a copy of the printed proceedings. Additional guests are entitled to attend all other events. The Board of Directors meeting will be held November 9th and the morning of the 10th at the Galveston DoubleTree Hotel. Hope to see you at the symposium this year. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
AMSAT has announced that the launch of RADFXSAT Fox 1B has been rescheduled for March 16, 2017. RADFXSAT will ride as one of the NASA Educational Launch of Nanosatellites, or ELENA, 14 secondary payloads aboard a NASA Delta II launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. The RADFXSAT mission is a partnership with Vanderbilt Institute for Space and Defense Electronics that will study space radiation effects on commercial off-the-shelf memory. The experiments are carried aboard the AMSAT Fox 1B CubeSat, and experiment data will be transmitted via the subaudible telemetry stream of the Fox 1B FM repeater along with the CubeSat telemetry data. The telemetry can be decoded and displayed with the AMSAT FoxTelem software. Two radio amateurs are putting on a real backcountry adventure for ARRL's National Parks on the Air program. Dave Swanson, KG5CCI, and Wyatt Dirks, AC0RA, will be backpacking their way across the Channel Islands National Park, NP11, over the September 16th through 18th weekend. Their primary goal is to give out the park unit, along with the rare CM93 grid square, on amateur radio satellites. The team will also have QRP HF and VHF UHF terrestrial gear. Swanson and Dirks both have extensive experience working the satellites under portable conditions and have secured the special event call sign K6R for their expedition. Detailed information is on the K6RQRZ.com page. 38 other activations will take place between September 15th through the 21st, including St. Croix Island International Historic Site in Maine and the Mount Rushmore National Memorial in South Dakota. Details about these and other upcoming activations can be found on the NPOTA Activations Calendar. Retiring ARRL Connecticut Section Manager Betsy Doan, K1EIC, was honored on September 10th at the New England Division Convention in Boxborough, Massachusetts, for her many years of service. At the convention's ARRL Forum, New England Division Director Tom Frenay, K1KI, presented a plaque to Doan, who is believed to be the dean of the current roster of section managers in light of her 25 years of continuous service in that post. She decided this year not to seek another term of office. Doan Stone was first appointed as Connecticut section manager in December 1991 after the resignation of Cesar Rondina, N1DCS. She has been elected and re-elected as Connecticut section manager continuously ever since. Her current term of office concludes on September 30th, and Chuck Motes, K1DFS, will succeed her. Stone said she has enjoyed her time as section manager. In addition to her quarter century as Connecticut section manager, Doan first served the ARRL field organization as Connecticut section traffic manager from 1982 through 1991. She has remained very active in the ARRL national traffic system and especially in the NTS eastern area. She is currently daytime cycle manager of the First Region Net.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Adam Farson, VA70J and AB40J of North Vancouver, BC, Canada, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
And finally, several radio amateurs were among the 2016 Radio Club of America's award recipients. Winners will be honored at the RCA's 107th Banquet and Awards presentation on November 18th in New York City. The awards spotlight outstanding achievements in the field of wireless communication. Among the 2016 award winners, William T. Murphy, W0RSJ, earned the Sarnoff Citation for exceptional contributions of a technical or non-technical nature to the advancement of electronic communication. Dan Clark, W9VV, received the Fred M. Link Award for notable achievements in land mobile radio communication. Mark F. Ellis, N9EWJ, was bestowed the Ralph Batcher Memorial Award for significant work in preserving the history of radio and electronic communication. Robert A. Rude, K0RAR, earned the Frank A. Gunther Award for his dedication to the field of military communication. And Joe Taylor, K1JT, received the Lifetime Achievement Award, recognizing his significant achievements and a major body of work accomplished over a lifetime that has advanced the art and science of radio and wireless technology. A complete listing of all awards recipients is available on the Radio Club of America's website. That concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2016 ARRL. All rights reserved. Until next week, I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X, 73, and thanks for listening.